there's one of the foundational rules I want you to get. And it's funny. It's all about you. And it's not about you. It's all about you, and it's not about you. We'll deal with the not about you part. It's not about you in two different ways. One, it's not about you not being good enough to do anything. Because it's God's work in you that makes you everything you are. Okay? In other words, I don't have what it takes to be up here talking to you guys. I don't. And so if there's anything that blesses you, it's God doing the work. It's not about me. It's about what God does through me. It's not about you. It's what God does through you. It's also not about you when you're going through life and you're going, everything, I'm the center of everything. Right? In other words, how is everybody treating me? How's my life going? It's not about you. It's about glorifying God. So it's both about what God does through us and what our purpose is. It's not about us. Okay, what does the scripture say? Where'd you get that in the Bible, Rick? You're but a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes. What is your life? Scripture says, what is your life? You're but a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes. Boom. It's not about you. You just appear here for a while. Man's glory is short. And then it's all about you because when other people are interacting in your life and they're messing with you or they're loving you or whatever's happened, it's all about how you respond because between you and God. Even when you're married, it's between you and God. You're walking alone in this world. It's all about you. You can't say, he did that, so I sinned. All these things, people did this to me, so I sinned. They're all doing it, so I sinned. You can't use other people as an excuse for your behavior. You can't use other people, no matter what they're doing. God is using those people doing bad things to strengthen you. What's an example of that in the Bible? It's a huge example. Look at Paul. He wrote a huge part of the New Testament, right? Apostle Paul, where did he write it from? Prison. Lousy prison condition. So what did he do when he goes to prison? Bummer here. Here I am. Well, I got some time on my hands. Well, God, what do you want me to do? Well, why don't you start writing to the churches? You can't talk to them, so why don't you write to them? You do what you can do in the situation you're in. You ask God, what can I do? He was the most limited you can imagine. And he did the most blessed work that you can imagine in the most limited of conditions and place. And when he talked, he said, I don't speak with eloquence, just like I don't. When I come up here, I don't speak eloquently, all right? But he said, I speak with power. So he wasn't an eloquent speaker, and his writing kind of rambled on and on. His sentences all go together. He wasn't quite that great of a writer, and yet God's words went through him to give to us. So don't. It's all about you. It's all about what God's going to do in you. You can't think you're all that, and you can't limit yourself. Either one. You are whatever God does through you. So when you get this vision, you talk about your goals here. You ask God, God, what do my goals look like? Where do you want me to be in my relationship with you? And it might be, I want to quit reacting to other people. I want to be walking in peace. The Bible says, you will walk in perfect peace. Him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. I see myself trusting you more 6 months from now. I see myself not getting knocked around by the world like I am now. I see myself reading the word and understanding more of it and being more devoted. That's how I see myself more.